Blog Talk Radio.
I have a question. My name is Madeline. I'm in Missouri, and my story made it to CNN in regards to being killed off as a Webster University student. Yeah, well, I'm still dead, but this helps me to understand. I've been studying this for 11 years since I got killed off and got kicked out of school and lost everything. Mm-hmm. I am thankful that I am hearing this information. I've done everything almost, but the actual trust right now that the gentleman was speaking about today, I'm going before the judge on the 14th here in Missouri at the 21st Circuit in regards to legal name fraud. Mm-hmm. I've been a victim of identity theft. That's what the news article in the chat room is about. But Social Security screwed up so bad, they've already issued me four cards, three of my birth cards and the new card they just issued me last week. So now I haven't given the new number out to anyone. I know you can collect up to 10 cards, but I have four in my possession right now based on their mistake. And they gave me a letter admitting their fault. But I just want to know what can I do at this point going before the judge on the 14th? I know what I'm going to stand on, but is there anything I need to take in the court based on? Yes, I'm telling you now. I mean, I dealt with this. No one believes I'm alive. And it's so crazy because I'm standing in before these officials and agents, but they're wanting to begin me to get all these corporate documents. All of that. Everything you said today, shown documents, I have all of that. Even the recorder of deeds, the supervisor, is on my side now because she tore my document apart, the federal document with the birth certificate, tried to copy it into the recorder's deed, and I didn't ask her to do that. Well, she had to write a letter admitting her fault, as well as her court of clerk, to the people in Virginia. And I have that letter admitting her fault. I was told that I can go after her bond for omission and error. But I haven't done that because I'm not even to that point of the trust yet. So I thank you for giving this information. And yes, I would love for you to represent me. That is my prayer, that I can get all documents effectively done before I get before this judge on the 14th, if possible.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down. All this time thought I'd make it out. No, no. No.
All my life.
All my life. To keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt theyself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time
I
thought
I'd make it out.
Never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
They couldn't keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a playing his tunes all day in my room. Think it damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life, trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
I never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
They
be trying to keep me down.
Show a difference between a dog and a master. Lamborghini truck flooring. Got your bitch in the back whoring. She like, Poppy, I adore you. I'm like, baby, I ain't normal. Foreigner. Foreigner.
Hoodie on, it gets scared. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Christian Dior anymore, don't use LeBron anymore. Yeah, nah, 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 let it off. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, 45 in my drawers. One day I sound like a dog. Oh God, I'm a frog. I was in all the stars. I bought every Hermes scarf. Yeah, do you feel me? I compare my Mary, but I still need more. I can go on and on. Yeah, I ain't even gotta talk. Yeah, tropical nine and nine. Yeah, y'all with a semi, y'all nigga with a Richie. Y'all nigga with a Richie, the Richie the one that came with the big head. Nigga Jimmy, headshot, that's a Jimmy. Big dog in my city, killer out in this bitch. Red dot to the city, yeah.
Foreigner.
Peace, what's good? What's popping out there? Hope y'all can hear me loud and clear. Yeah, I'm not going to waste no time tonight. We're going to get into it. I'm trying to figure out my whole... hold on, y'all. Yeah, my bad, y'all. I had to get dropped for a second because the mics were all tied up. In any instance, I'm not gonna stay too long. I'm lying. I'm gonna hang out for about 2 hours tonight. That's why I didn't want to play too much music. I think there's a tendency because I joke around a lot. I play around a lot. For y'all to think that, the stuff that I'm talking about is either not valid, or maybe it's not clear for y'all, or whatever the conclusion is. But either way, whichever way it goes, we always got that ether. So we hit you with a challenge, y'all. But before I do that, let me see if I can tag on. I just want to do something real quick. The goal is not to really... be on this particular piece for too long. But I wanted to connect to another one of these platforms really quickly. Yeah, so I'm going to go live on the IG because I'm going to talk about this little challenge I want to issue. And then I'm going to pretty much hop off of IG. And just finish up the show here. So if y'all want to hear what's going on, y'all want to check us out on Blog Talk Radio. We live right now. All you got to do is call in 563-999-3458, or you can just go on to Blog Talk Radio Law Life Academy. Well, we're going to be live on here. So I'm issuing a challenge, y'all, and the challenge is simple. I'm asking everybody to do some due diligence, to check out some, do some research. And I want everybody to find a copy of the original birth certificate law. And that's going to be the challenge, right? Whenever you find it, I'm asking y'all to tag us, tag Law Life. Our duty continues to be to try to quell all the misinformation. Now, everybody's on that slogan. But let me ask y'all a question. Why is it that everybody teaches on the topic, specifically the birth certificate, they tell you to authenticate and a whole bunch of stuff? But they've never shown you the law. I'm going to read the law on Blog Talk tonight, and then I'm issuing that challenge, right? So I want everybody to take time to go and investigate the birth certificate law. And when y'all find it, I promise y'all, tag it, y'all. Right? It's bigger than y'all think. So without any further ado, I'm going to do a little bit on IG, but I'm going to jump into it. So here's one of the laws. This one says, the State Board of Health shall have charge of the registration of births and deaths. Now, a lot of y'all don't get the post that I put up today. I put this up there. This is the law I'm asking y'all to go find. It says, they shall furnish forms and blanks for obtaining and preserving such records and shall procure the faithful registration of the same in each primary registration district as constituted in Section 3 of this particular law. And in the Central Bureau of Vital Statistics at the Office of the State of State Board of Health. Now, the thing is this. Check it. See, when y'all got to learn the truth, it's not as a feeling as saying, hey, let me show you how to go discharge some shit. But it should be appealing appealing to y'all because if somebody is teaching you to do something to the birth certificate as a foundational step, and you take a misstep, you probably should ask some questions. You should probably ask a lot of questions. So the people that are teaching you all these things have never read these laws. Why? Because I've never seen it quoted. Not never once. And I'm glued. I don't say that I know everything. I'm not saying that I'm everywhere and I'm in everybody's business. I'm just saying the majority ain't talking about it. And if the majority is not talking about it, that's an issue, right? So here's why we're not appealing, because we're teaching y'all the truth. Y'all are hung up on fallacies, right? So if you're hung up on fallacies, what do you think is going to happen? In the long run, you're going to cut your legs off. Y'all don't get this yet, but this is what people are telling y'all to do. Double down on a freaking birth certificate because you all don't understand the concept, right? Now, I want y'all to understand that this is the laws as it relates to governing the birth certificate, the marriage certificate, the death certificate, and the divorce certificate. Here's what I have to ask, though. Why is it that nobody's telling y'all to go ahead and authenticate the marriage certificate, or to authenticate the death certificate, or to authenticate the divorce certificate? Talk to me, y'all. Why is it that nobody is putting this out there? Do I want to do this right now? Let's see. I don't know if I so much want to do it, but that's fine. Right? But why is it? Why is it that nobody's doing that? Talk to me, y'all. Specifically said that some people have this information wrong. You can't just authenticate a birth certificate and say that you are now out of this jurisdiction, or you are disconnected from this, or you are free in this way, or you are separated in that way. That's not what they say. We're the only ones telling y'all that the right freaking thing to do according to their laws is to what? Surrender the shit. That's not me saying it. That's what they say. See, y'all don't like to read shit. Black and white kids, y'all don't like to read. People tell y'all that all the time. And the people that tell y'all that, they themselves don't like to read. Peace game. I promise y'all. So what am I reading? I'm reading the laws. And this is a challenge. Y'all got to find me. Right? So for 3 years, we've been at this, almost 3 years, we've been at this, and nobody is talking about it. We told y'all we ain't going to be with y'all too long, right? But we're here to do what? Provide clarifications, corrections, and help y'all remedy some cures. So let's see. The State Board of Health is in charge of the registration of births and deaths. We already know that because you get your copies from the state. The State Board of Health must furnish forms in blanks. So what is this telling y'all? The procedure is already prescribed. They already got it down pat. They're running it. They want to obtain and they want to preserve these records. Now, see, the thing is, y'all don't get it. Because people told y'all nice, cozy stories like, oh, your mama did this and your mama did that when they signed the birth certificate. All of that happened too. But the reality is, once the DC was registered, this is the issue. This is the compounded issue. The name no longer belongs to the so-called body because it's attached to the certificate. That's my gripe with the whole freaking thing, right? So at the end of the day, look at the term misnomer, and then you understand what it is that you're doing. Because once it was registered, it was permanently accepted. Therefore, it was permanently preserved as record. Now, if you look at a regular DC, you'll see that the DC is just a photocopy of farm paper. Why is it a photocopy? Because they keep the permanent records on microfilm. I'm going to get into that another time, right? But that's what it is. So they're telling y'all all of this because they shall procure the faithful registration. Why? Nobody was doing it when they were supposed to be doing it. And they have registration districts. And then they want y'all to make sure that everything is centralized in your state vital statistics office, right? So the Fed board shall be charged with the uniform and thorough enforcement. Now, who enforces this? Who is the enforcer? The enforcers are the people that are charged with faithfully capturing your children's information, right? That's a bad term, but I'll use that for right now. So it says they want to get the thorough enforcement of the law throughout the state and shall from time to time recommend any additional legislation that may be necessary for this purpose. So this is not Congress anymore, right? This is a private entity that is in charge of what? Enforcing these so-called rules. These are the rules that y'all like to follow. But shit, what do I know? So let's get to it. It says that the Central Bureau of Vital Statistics, which is hereby authorized to be established by said board, right? They are establishing this by the said board, shall be under the immediate direction of the state health officer. Now, I'm trying to tell y'all, the state is tied up with this. Fuku money. All right, so the officer who shall be, by virtue of his office, state registrar of vital statistics. See, they just told you. This is where these titles come from. The state board of health shall provide for such clerical and other assistance as many, oh snap, I hope they can hear me. I hope y'all can hear me. I done forgot about Blog Talk. My bad, Blog Talk. I don't know if y'all can hear me. Let me jump back, put the chat back up. My bad, y'all. I'm over here topping away at IG for a second because I told you I wasn't going to be long with them. But in any instance, the State Board of Health shall provide for such clerical and other assistance as may be necessary for the purposes of this act. So they can just hire more people. And shall fix the compensation of persons thus employed and shall provide for the Bureau of Vital Statistics suitable offices, listen y'all, which shall be properly equipped with fireproof vaults. I can't make this shit up, so I just got to make sure y'all get it, right? They want fireproof vaults and filing cases for the permanent and safe preservation official records made and returned under this act. Now, I'm stupid. Peace, no doubt. I'm stupid, y'all, because it seems like everybody telling y'all that y'all could be the owner, that y'all could be the beneficiary, that y'all could have some claim on this VC outside of an equitable claim. Help me to understand, did this shit just say permanent? Because I believe that's what it says, right? Permanent, safe preservation of all official records, not just birth certificates. I just want to make sure y'all hear me. See, this is the thing that bothers me. Again, people don't want the truth because the truth doesn't align itself with the bullshit that people been teaching y'all, right? So this is why I don't just come and give out resources, because at the end of the day, guess what? It took time for me to sit down and find these things. And I'm asking y'all to do the same, right? But the BC is permanently theirs. So once something is registered to them, guess what? They accept it and it becomes theirs permanently. We'll go into their statutes about that another time. So we continue on because I want to get through most of this tonight. Because this talks about authentication. I just want to make sure y'all understand that authentication of BC stuff is in the actual law, right? So that for the purposes of this act, the state shall be divided into registration districts. Now, they're going to break all that shit down. Do y'all want to know about registration districts? Y'all probably do, but I'm not going to go into it. Then they say that within 90 days after the effect of this law, or as soon thereafter as possible, the state registrar shall appoint a local registrar of vital statistics. Y'all hear how position is being thrown out? Y'all don't want the truth, right? Peace, 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 good grief. We talking about the D.C. law, good grief, good grief. I'm asking everybody to go find the actual original birth certificate law. And when they find it, I want them to post it. And when they post it, I want them to tag Law Life Academy, man. Why the Googles ain't showing y'all the laws? Let's see. This shit's going to talk about authentication. I promise y'all. Watch this. It says, each city and each incorporated town shall constitute a primary registration district. So that's all I gave you on that. The local registrar of vital statistics for each registration district in the state, right? So you have the local registrar typically at your clerk's office, right? depending on how your zoning is set up, your district is set up. But let's go through it. Let's see what they have to say. For the portion of each county outside of the cities and incorporated towns therein, the state registrar shall define and designate the boundaries of a sufficient number of rural registration districts. Rural registration. I keep missing my place, yo. My bad. The term of office of each local registrar so appointed shall be 4 years. And until his successor has been appointed, they're not elected, they're appointed. This is an issue, red flag. Right, and has qualified unless such office shall sooner become vacant by death, disqualification, operational law, or other causes. Yo, what am I reading about? I'm reading about the policies and procedures of the local vital statistics office as well as the Central Bureau of Vital Statistics for the state or the state health office. Right? State Register of Vital Statistics and the local Register of Vital Statistics. Excuse me. That's what we're reading about. We're reading about their policies and procedures. We're reading about their internal, policies, right? For lack of a better term. So this says, provided that incorporated towns or cities where health officers or other officials are in the judgment of the state registrar, conducting effective registration of births and deaths on the local ordinances, what are these? Statutes. Such officials may be appointed as registrars in and for such incorporated towns or cities. Listen to that in and for shit. That's y'all, of course, all day. In and for the county. All right, let's see. They go into, let's see. Any local registrar who, in the judgment of the state registrar, fails or neglects to discharge efficiently the duties of his office as set forth in this act, or to make prompt and complete returns of births and deaths as required thereby, shall be forthwith removed by the state registrar, and such other penalties may be imposed as are provided further off. So not only do you get fired, they also hold you accountable according to their state statute because of your negligence. Again, this is the stuff that your folks don't want to talk to you about. So let's go down a little bit further. It says that the body of any persons whose death occurs in this state. All right, I don't want to murk this up too much with death, but they talk about that's a good question. They talk about a lot of different things in here. The question is, why is it bad to authenticate the BC? Is it bad to authenticate the BC? All I'm asking is that for those that have never actually read the laws on the birth certificate, I'm asking, this is a challenge. This is a challenge being issued. Find the law. Read it. And if it tells you to authenticate, then do it. But if you hold tight, I'll share that with you shortly because I'm going to cover that because I'm reading the law to you right now. All right? So this law doesn't only speak on birth certificate. There you go. But if it's not necessary, then it's not effective. And if it's not effective, then why are you doing it? All right, let's see what they say. They say here, anybody that dies in the state or which is found to be dead therein shall not be interred, deposited in a vault or tomb, cremated or otherwise disposed of or removed from or into any registration district or be temporarily held pending further disposition more than 72 hours after the death unless a permit for burial, removal, or other dispositions thereof shall have been properly issued by the local registrar. See, now we're into permitting. Y'all keep saying financial instrument. Y'all are throwing out a whole bunch of terms, and this is why y'all will never get it, because you're not interested in what the actual law has to say. That's what I'm reading. How many of y'all knew about stillborn, right? Let's see what they say about stillborn. Because you have your perception. People have their perception. But what does the law say? a stillborn child shall be registered as a birth and also as a death. Did you know that? This is not me saying it. This is them saying it. Shit, I'm just reading it, right? And it says here, and separate certificates of both the birth and death shall be filed. Did you know that? Did you know that when a child comes into this world stillborn, they get a birth certificate and a death certificate because they can't open the books and not close it. They can't close the books and not open it. They're telling you how they do business. I'm not here for everybody. I told y'all before, if you want the truth, rock with me, right? I'm not here to be glamorous. That's why I'm not on these screens anymore, because y'all just want to be entertained. We've been talking about the same shit for 3 years, and nobody, I have yet to find anybody come and show y'all these proofs. Now, I'm telling y'all verbatim, don't listen to me. Find the fucking law, read it yourself, and tag me in it. That's all we asking. Y'all be wishy-washy. Y'all want to bag. Y'all want to go discharge some shit. Y'all want to go set off some shit. Y'all want to go do every fucking thing else but what's right. And this is what's going to kill y'all in the long run, because if you don't understand a misnomer, then you won't ever understand this whole concept of the birth certificate and why you got to give it back to them. Oh, God. So, boom, a stillborn child gets both a separate certificate of the birth and death, and it shall be filed, both of them shall be filed with the local registrar in the usual form and manner. So that's one and the other, right? Yeah, I bet y'all didn't even know that they actually hold probate right there at the hospital. You know what? Look at, because y'all don't know shit about estates, right? So the certificate of birth that contained in place of the name, listen to what they put. This is why I try to tell y'all. This is proof, y'all, that you don't even need to have a fucking name to register a birth certificate, because the birth certificate has nothing to do with the name. However, that is the caveat. That's how they tricked you. They were supposed to take note of an event, a vital event. There's four vital events, y'all. They track your birth. They track your death. They track your marriages. They track your divorces. They track those. Those are the vital events. So now if the birth happens and the child comes out stillborn, does the mother still give birth? Yes, the fuck she did. And it's recorded as a stillborn. They don't put infant or child. They're going to tell us what they put. I don't guess at this shit. I keep on trying to tell y'all. If I don't see it in black and white, I'm not fucking with it. This is why y'all don't like me, because the shit that people be teaching y'all that don't make sense. Not when you read the fucking laws, y'all. I'm debunking all of this shit. I don't even get to authentication yet, and it's any, I promise y'all. I'm going to give y'all a clue right now for the challenge to make it easy, because I want y'all to take this shit and run with it. And when you find it, I want you to tag your teachers, tag your gurus, because they didn't show it to you. Don't let them get ahead of you and say, oh, I did this. They didn't do it. I'm giving it to y'all, the people, you. So what do y'all need to know? Simple. You can only find these laws on your state level. I have all of them. I can give them to you if I wanted to. That's how much research we did on this side of the fence. We got all of them. Man, the shit that I've learned. So let's find out what they put on the birth certificate for a child that is born stillborn. They said, let's say, in the usual form and manner, the certificate of birth to contain in place of the name. So in place of the name of the child, the word stillborn is what's supposed to be marked on the birth certificate. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Did y'all know that? Stillborn. Not baby this. Not boy this. Not girl that. People have been making up shit to y'all for... All right, Steve, watch this. Provided that a certificate of birth and a certificate of death shall not be required for a child that has not advanced to the fifth month of the whole birth process. I can't even say that word. The medical certificate of the cause of death be signed by the attending physician, if any, and shall state the cause of death as stillborn. Everything is stillborn. All right, now here's why y'all can't trust nobody. I'm going to put y'all on game right now. for all my people. So y'all be hearing about it. They be telling y'all, yo, all you got to do is not get birth at the hospital and you can keep your child out of this, that, the fifth. Yes, to an extent. Because this is how they trick y'all. And this is what I was telling my brother when I did the Claim Your Estate webinar, right? The young man, he had, I'll tell y'all the story. So he had a child home birth, right? So he gave birth to the baby at home. And he got a midwife. And he got the midwife to come in. So he was like, man, I didn't do a BC, so what do I need to do a place? And I was like, are you sure you didn't do a BC? He was like, yeah, I'm sure. So I said, how did you go about the process? So he told me about the midwife. And I said, the midwife already screwed you up. Because guess what? She has a duty, a responsibility to report that shit. So let's find out. Do they have a duty? Let's find out. The medical certificate of the stillborn, okay, with the cause of death to be stillborn, if known, whether a premature birth, and if born prematurely, the period of the gestation, right? In months, if known, and a burial or removal permit of the prescribed form shall be required. All right. Midwives, listen, y'all. Midwives shall not sign certificates of death for stillborn children. But such cases and stillborns, stillbirths occurring without an attendance of a physician shall be treated as death without medical assistance. Yo, you hear this shit? Y'all hearing this? You die stillborn and there's no physician present. You die without medical assistance. Yo, I can't make this shit up. All right, so I'm going to jump over some of this. So it says, the certificate of death shall be on the standard form. Y'all hear the SF? They telling y'all about standard forms, right? So SF, approved by, who do you all think is governing all this shit? Watch this, y'all. Who do y'all think? Because they're not hiding it. They're telling us. Standard form approved by the United States Bureau of the Census. Wait, you didn't know? You didn't know that the Bureau of the Census is the one that's tracking all these records? Puts things in perspective, doesn't it? All of the items of which are hereby declared necessary, listen, for the legal, social, and sanitary purposes subverted by registration records. So they need it for legal, they need it for social, and they need it for sanitary purposes. The personal and statistical, why do they need it for legal? Because they can't tell me what their states. Remember that. The personal and statistical particulars shall be authenticated by the signature of the informant. Of the who? The informant. So this is why people were telling you, oh, your mom was the informant and she was this and that. It's not just a mom. Anybody can be an informant. When we get into foundlings, you'll realize that an informant is anybody who actually has any information about the actual birth. And if they don't, they just actually stand in as someone who found, you know, that child, that baby. You get what I'm saying? Not baby, that child, that infant. My bad. All right. Let's see. They're going to get into more about the physician. All right. So they're going to get into more about the death. This stuff talks about the undertaker, right? So I'm throwing these terms out because these are the entities you're going to engage with that cannot be trusted. Midwives, they have a duty to respond. Their license is contingent on them telling on any birth, any death, any whatever. That's their job, y'all. The undertaker, that the undertaker or person acting as undertaker shall file the certificate of death with the local register of the district in which the death occurred. Who files it? The undertaker. Who files it? The undertaker. So we're trying to tell y'all the physicians are all tied up into this shit. This shit is a monopoly, y'all. But this is the actual law. We're not going to get tied up into the death portion of it. I'm trying to maneuver burial, everything. All right, so they said that the birth of each and every child born in this state shall be registered as hereinafter provided. So here are the rules for registering your children. Pay attention, y'all. Within 10 days after the date of each birth, there shall be filed with the local register of the district in which the birth occurred a certificate of such birth as provided in this section. And they say, in each case where a physician, pay attention, a physician, a midwife, or person acting as midwife was in attendance upon the birth, it shall be the duty. I told y'all before, I'm breaking it down so y'all know that this ain't shit that I'm just now reading and teaching to y'all. I'm trying to break this shit down so y'all understand. They have a duty, the physician, the midwife, a person acting as midwife, to file in accordance herewith the certificate herein contemplated. So we already talked about the death. The death has to be filed, and then filed by the undertaker, right? So now the birth stuff is the physician, the midwife, and so on and so forth. So this is what it says. In each case where there was no physician, midwife, or person acting as midwife in attendance upon the birth, it shall be the duty, here's how the informants come in, the duty of the father, notice they put the daddy first, or mother of the child. Now, it used to be that the daddy came first. I promise y'all they flipped the script. Now, I'm begging y'all. This is a challenge. I'm going to keep saying it, especially for IG. Y'all need to go and find these laws. When you find your state laws, please tag this, man. Let's get this shit popping. I'll show y'all a lot more once y'all start heading in the right freaking direction. But I can't tell y'all shit when all y'all want to do is just continue to take advantage of privileges and benefits. I promise y'all, y'all got right. All right. So it says, mother of the child, the householder or owner of the premises where the birth occurred. Remember it said owner of the premises or the manager or superintendent of the public or private institution where the death birth occurred, each in the order named within 10 days. You heard what I just said? We just rattled off institution. We don't rattle off managers. We don't rattle off superintendents. We don't rattle off. So that means if it's in prison, they don't give a shit. People's responsibility. Y'all better stop. Y'all don't even know what y'all playing. All right, we digging for authentication, y'all. We looking for where it says we need to authenticate the PC. All right? So it says, in such case and in case the physician and all these people are not in attendance, by diligent inquiry to obtain any information or items of information on the certificate of birth, it shall then be the duty of the local registrar to secure from the person so reporting, informant, or from any other person having acquired knowledge and such information as will enable him to prepare the certificate of birth herein contemplated. All right? So that's just digging in more. All right. So that the certificate of birth shall be on the standard form approved by the United States Bureau of the Census. We already talked about that, and they said it's necessary for legal, they're repeating this, mind you, necessary for legal, social, and sanitary purposes. This is not me going back up and reading it. This is repeated in the document, all right? So what else does it say? That when any certificate of birth of a living child is presented without the statement of the given name, wait a fucking minute. Wait a minute. I thought this was rocket science. I ain't think nobody knew nothing because this shit is right here in black and white. We don't got it. Yeah. Let's see what they say when you don't got a name. That's my personal experience. I was named 20 days later. All right, watch it. So it says, when any certificate of birth for a living child, okay, living child is presented without the statement of the given name, then the local registrar shall make out and deliver to the parents of the child a special blank for a supplemental report of the given name. So they just basically give them a document requesting the child's name, right? Which shall be filled out, as directed and returned to, as who? As directed. Not how you feel like it, as directed. And returned to the local registrar as soon as the child has been named. All right? So you name that child, you got to fill it out. Every physician, this is the shit that killed me. Watch this. Every physician, midwife, sexton, retail, casket dealer, undertaker shall, without delay, register his or her name. Y'all listening? Address, occupation, color, or race with the local registrar of the district in which he or she resides, or may hereafter establish a residence, and shall thereupon be supplied by the local registrar with a copy of this law together with such instructions. So here's an interesting thing. If you know anybody that's an undertaker, ask them if they have these laws. If you know anybody that is a midwife, ask them if they have these laws. Right?
Y'all got to check these things out. I don't know what people are telling y'all, but they ain't telling y'all the truth. I don't know what the game is, but they ain't telling y'all the truth. These people are in on it. The physicians, the midwives, the sextons, the retailers that sell casket, the fucking undertakers, they're all in on it. They're registered. They have these rules. They have to follow them. Why aren't your people showing y'all these rules? Why are they speculating? Why are they telling y'all to authenticate? Oh, y'all thought I was hating when I said don't authenticate. Y'all thought I was shitting on people just because I said don't authenticate. Nah. I've seen it in black and white. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It's not necessary nor effective. That ain't my opinion, and I'm going to read it to you. Oh, God. All right. They keep on going. They said, together with such instructions as may be prepared by the state registrar relative to its enforcement. So they tell them all the different things. Right, within 30 days after the close of each calendar year, each local registrar shall make a return of the state registrar of all physicians and all these people who have registered. So they're just saying that at the end of every fucking year, the local registrar got to let the state registrar know all the people that are up under this umbrella. So when y'all are starting to fight codes and fucking rules and regulations, if you are an employee, let's point it out, the physicians, the midwives, the sextons, the retail casket dealers, the undertakers, they all got with their jobs, their job description. Oh, my God. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. If you want to quote statutes, you better have your job description. Stop playing with me. All right? So this is what it says. We going in, y'all. This is a challenge. Find your state fucking laws on the birth, death, and marriages and divorce laws. Tag us in it, post it, all that shit. We about to tear this shit up. So they say, provided that no fees or other compensation shall be charged by local registrars, right, for these people to register their names. They don't even charge them. They just got to do it. So that all superintendents and managers, other persons in charge of hospitals, almshouses, lay-ins, that's hospices and all that shit that we know, or other institutions, public or private, to which persons resort for treatment of diseases, confinement, or are committed by process of law shall make a record of all the personnel and statistical particulars relative to the inmates in their institution. Inmates, yo. Status correction. Oh, we about to go in, right? Y'all hearing this shit? They breaking down everything. Everybody is keeping tabs on y'all. Did y'all know that once you're diagnosed with some shit, it follows your generation, like your generations to come, your great-grand, all the way down your genealogy? If you are classed as somebody who is a bit slow, who is not apt, who is mentally ill, right, that is going to follow your offsprings forever. Why? Because these motherfuckers keep a record of it. Y'all don't know how powerful that shit is that I just said to y'all. Y'all be getting blamed for shit that y'all don't even do. Even if the tricks and the symptoms aren't kicking up in y'all, they still hold y'all to that shit. This person is mentally retarded. Why? Because they're descendants of so-and-so. Oh, my God. All right, so we're looking for authentication. Let's keep going. In case of persons admitted or committed to treatment of diseases, the physician in care shall specify for entry in the record the nature of the disease, see, where, in his opinion, it was contracted, or if injured, the nature and cause thereof. I'm not making this shit up. They're telling y'all, right? Don't hate me. I'm just a fucking messenger, and I'm the only one telling y'all the truth. I promise y'all that shit. You hear what I'm saying? Why? Because nobody's showing y'all this shit. We've had this before we came out. Nobody's showing y'all this shit. I keep telling y'all, have your people come sit down. We can talk about this shit for the betterment of the community. I'm not here to try to get over on somebody, just like I don't want nobody to get over on me. That's the challenge, naturally, Nandy. Right? You have to find your state. I'm telling you the information, your state birth, death, marriages, law. And when you find it, post it. And when you post it, tag Law Life Academy. The first person that does it is going to get a free consultation. Fuck it. This is what we're going to do. The first person to find it and post it and tag it, literally tag it, we're going to give you all a free consultation, a free one-hour consultation. I got you on that. For the same birth certificate shit, I'll walk you through shit for a free consultation. The first person to do it, only the first person. We're looking for authentication, y'all. Hold on. Let's go. It says the state registrar shall prepare, print, and supply to all registrars. So who's responsible for it? The state. The state registrar. They're going to provide the blank forms used in registering, used in recording, used in preserving the returns, or in other case, otherwise carrying out the purposes of this law, and shall prepare and issue the detailed instructions as may be required to procure the uniform observance of its provisions and the maintenance of a perfect system of registration. Not us. Not us. Not us. Shadow, cattle, not us. Right? But these people are supposed to do it. All right. It says here, the state registrar, he shall carefully examine the certificate received monthly from the local registrar. The topic for tonight is, can you find the original birth certificate laws for your state? That's what we're going over. That's the topic. All right, so here's one of the original state laws, and I'm reading it to y'all because nobody else is doing it. The only difference is I don't want to just keep posting my resources out, and then y'all don't understand the pain, the sweat, and the tears that are going into all this research. Y'all better stop playing with me. So he said, carefully examine the certificates received monthly from the local registrars, and if any such are incomplete, listen, unsatisfactory, he shall require such further information to be supplied, right? And all physicians, midwives, informants, or undertakers. Did they say informants? Did they just make your mommy and daddy a part of the mother? I know they mean informants as far as managers and superintendents, but guess what? Your mommy and daddy was listed as informants. But I guarantee you they never received these instructions. They never received the rules to the game. They never received any of it. This is probably one of the first times in the history of us doing this that this information is being put out there. I hope you all appreciate it, right? Because I sat on it for as long as I could. And when I was talking shit, I was hoping that people would have stepped up, but they didn't. You get what I'm saying? So we got to break it down. All right. So physicians, midwives, informants, undertakers, and all other persons having knowledge of this, of the facts, are hereby required to supply upon a form provided by the state registrar or upon the original certificate such information as they may possess regarding any birth or death upon demand of the state registrar in person, by mail, or through the local registrar. All right? So they're getting in on this shit. Now, here's the thing. This shit is trippy because, like, the names don't belong to you. The names don't belong to you. But one of the three things they need to lock your ass up, the first one is the name. My God. So let's go to the next part. It says, each local registrar shall supply blank forms. And so the local registrars are going to get it out to the physicians and all these other people. Let me skip over that because we're looking for authentication. Holy shit, I already had it highlighted. Mm-hmm. Let's go. All right, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me slow down because we're almost there, y'all. This shit is going to talk about authentication, and we got to see for ourselves what it says. All right, so do we have to authenticate the BC or not? It's going to tell us. All right, listen to this, y'all. Let me make sure y'all get it. None of us was ever told this. All certificates, whether it's the birth certificate, death certificate, marriage certificate, shall be written legibly in durable black ink. No certificate shall be held to be complete and correct that does not supply all of the items of information called for therein or satisfactorily account for their omission, right? So you either got to fill it in or you got to tell them why it's absent. If the certificate of death is properly executed and completed by, he shall then issue a burial, removal, or other permit, provided that in such case death occurred from some disease which is held by the State Board of Health to be infectious, communicable, right? Dangerous to the public. So this is what they do, i.e. the last 3 years. If a certificate of birth is incomplete, the local registrar shall immediately notify the informant and require him or her to supply the missing items of information if they can be obtained, which is normally mommy and daddy. He shall number consecutively the certificates of birth and death. So they're telling you their internal system. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all when I say policies and procedures, right? If you work internally for these people, this is what you have to do on a daily basis. A birth comes in, you got to register it, and then you got to make sure that it's logged numerically, all right? So this is not me. This is them. All right. So what else does it say? He shall number consecutively the certificates of birth in two separate series. So one for birth, one for death. I told y'all. Beginning with the number one. So we don't know who the first number one was, right? Number one for the first birth, number one for the first death in each calendar year. So if this is every year. And sign his name as registrar in attest of the date of filing in his office. So these are the procedures they got to follow behind closed doors. He shall also make a complete and accurate copy of each birth and each death certificate registered by him in a record book supplied by the state registrar to be preserved as the local record in such manner as directed by the state. All right? And then it says, and he shall, on the 10th day of each month, 10th day of every month, this is what's happening when y'all are sleeping. They have to transmit to the state registrar all original certificates, all original, registered by him for the preceding month. So that's the month before. And if no births or deaths occurred in any month, he shall, on the 10th day, report that fact to the registrar. So picture the day when they can stop population growth and there's no more registration of births. All right, let's go on. It says that each local registrar shall be paid. Now we're talking about how much they should be paid. The sum of 25 cents, this is what it used to be, y'all, for each birth certificate and each death certificate properly and completely made out and registered with him and correctly recorded and promptly returned by him to the state registrar as required by this act. Now, did it just say that every time they did it right, they made 25 cents? I got to read that shit again. I think I read that shit so fast, I didn't even capture it. Each local registrar shall be paid the sum of 25 cents for each birth certificate and each death certificate properly and completely made out, registered with him, and correctly recorded and promptly returned by him to the state registrar as required by this law. Now, I want to make sure that that shit was what I just read, right? That I just read that they get paid, right? This is what they consider the bonuses. They get bonus for registering that ass. I can't even fix it up. In case no births or deaths were registered during any month, the local registrar shall be entitled to be paid 25 cents for each report to the effect. So they send one report on the 10th of the month saying, hey, no births or deaths occurred, so they get 25 cents for each, right? But only in such report be made promptly as required by the law, as we already talked about. All amounts payable to a local registrar under the provisions of this section shall be formed from the funds. Wait a minute. Let me back up because I knew I was getting on some good shit. Wait a minute. Let's find out who's paying these local registrars. Remember, these are not elected officials. They're not part of the government. They're just people that are running a goddamn for-profit, right? They say it's not for-profit. But let's find out. All amounts paid. Shit. All amounts payable to a local registrar under the provisions of this section shall be from the funds of the State Board of Health upon certification by the state registrar. And the state registrar shall annually certify to the treasurers of the several counties. Yes, each county has treasurers. This is how you learn shit, right? The number of births and deaths properly registered with the names of the local registrar and the amounts due each at the rates fixed herein. So who they collect their money from? The treasurers. Treasurers. That's who pays it out, y'all. Treasurers. Talk about taxpayer money. All right. So let's see. It says here, we hear y'all. My bad. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all for waiting. Let's see what it says about authentication. Grab a friend. Tell a friend. We're going to do the authentication part right now. So if y'all were waiting patiently to find out what it says about authentication, then here we go. All right. It clearly says. Let's find out. Oh, shit. Doesn't say it. Oh, man. Damn. All right. The state registrar shall, upon request, supply to any applicant a certified copy of the record of any birth or death registered under the provisions of this law for the making and certification of which he shall be entitled a fee of 50 cents paid by the applicant. So back in the day, it was 50 cents for you to get a copy of your DC. But what type of copy do you get? A certified copy. All right, so let's see what they say. And any copy of the record of a birth or death when properly certified by the state registrar shall be prima facie evidence cases of the facts therein stated. Now, here's the thing. I bet y'all. Did it just say authentication? I want to talk to somebody. I'm about to get on this shit with somebody. Did this shit just say you don't need to authenticate the birth certificate? It absolutely fucking did. It absolutely did. Why? Here's the problem. You don't know what the fucking term, the definition for authentication is. So let me pause right here because I got to prove it now. And now I share some codes with you. Let's go to 22 CFR, right? And let's look at authentication. Let's look at authentication. Shit, what is that code? I don't remember the whole thing. What is it? 22 CFR. All right, so 22 CFR 92.36. This says, an authentication is a certification of the genuineness of the official character. That means signature and seal or position of a foreign official if they're not local, meaning the same jurisdiction. It is an act done with the intention of causing a document which has been executed or issued in one jurisdiction to be recognized in another jurisdiction. Wait, let's make sure that's what the fuck the law says. Because the law says it right here. And any copy of the record of a birth, when it is properly certified, just like Rule 902, right? It told you that self-authenticated documents don't need to be authenticated. Why? Because it's already self-proven. This is what they're talking about. See, those that don't have eyes ain't going to have eyes. 92.36, not 92.6, 22 CFR, 92.36. That's the code for the definition of authentication. Authentication defined. Documents which may require authentication include legal instruments notarized by foreign notaries or other officials and copies of public records such as birth, death, and marriage certificates issued by foreign record keepers. Why? They're saying if it's not under their jurisdiction, they can't accept it. How do I prove this? Well, shit, I was one of those that was taught to authenticate, so I did. What did I do? I authenticated my fucking Jamaican birth certificate. You know what they didn't do? They didn't put on my Jamaican birth certificate when I authenticated it that I had full faith and credit. Why? Because full faith and credit, as to their meaning, means that it is prima facie evidence that I can go sling that around in any fucking court, any state, in any jurisdiction. That's not true. I want to issue the challenge to everyone. Find your state law on birth certificates, death certificates, and everything else in between, and show me where it says that you were supposed to authenticate it. Because it says here that as long as it's properly certified, it is prima facie evidence. No, it doesn't need to be notarized by a foreign notary. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all don't get it, y'all. Y'all know I just sat here and put on a show for y'all to read to y'all some laws that nobody else ain't shared to y'all. And I just told y'all, y'all don't need to authenticate this shit. So if you don't need to authenticate it and the name doesn't belong to you, what the fuck are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? The same people teaching y'all to authenticate is the same people telling y'all to run to court to go change y'all fucking name. Why do y'all need permissions from people? This is the thing that irks the fuck out of me. I'm trying to help y'all, man. I have every state's copy. I already have it. If I wanted to break the internet, I could have posted all of them. But that's not my job. I'm here to bring the information to you all. Let's see. Let me pull up my shit right now. Let's see. I'll tell you all the ones I got right now. I got Washington. I got Oregon. I got Tennessee. I got Idaho. I got Minnesota. I got New Hampshire, Maryland, Kansas, Alaska, Virginia, Missouri, Louisiana, Illinois, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Rhode Island, North Carolina, Arizona, California, Hawaii, Oklahoma, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Delaware, Ohio, South Carolina, Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi. And that's all I can see right now that I already renamed, right? So I'm not asking y'all, right? And as a matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. As soon as the first person tags us, because they are going to win a free one-hour consultation, right, talking about status correction. I got you on that, whoever the first person is, right? After that person does that, I'm going to post all of these into our Telegram group. All right? So that's the deal. So I'll start flooding the information. But somebody got to do some work, man. I ain't here to do all the heavy lifting by myself. Right? 3 years I've been trying to tell y'all stop listening to these people. I had to go to YouTube. I started TikTok. I'm on every damn thing trying to tell y'all stop listening to these people. But this ain't me saying it. And I know not everybody can see what I just shared because not everybody has that eye. The Telegram group is just go into the link in the bio. It's in the Linktree bio link, I should say. Excuse me. Right? So, again, I wanted to make sure that I didn't just come out and start flooding people with information that they weren't going to sit down and read. Y'all hung out with me today because I sat here and read it to y'all, and this is the first time y'all are hearing this shit. How many of y'all heard about stillborns? I take calls right now if y'all are ready. Just press 1. I'll take your calls whenever you're ready. I'm talking shit still. You feel me? But whenever y'all ready in blog talk, because I see y'all. Y'all been going in and out like crazy. So you just got to press 1. I want to get y'all opinion. I want to get y'all feedback. Let the record show, man, that y'all heard some powerful shit because these people are out here trying to style and profile y'all. I promise y'all, when you still doing standard form 181, remember what they said, standard form. Y'all didn't know standard form was SF, right? So y'all are out here, SF 181. So standard form, voluntary information on the name that is not your name. Yeah, we on Blog Talk, we live. You can go on there and listen. We on here now. I'm taking callers. If they got questions, they be shy to talk to me. I don't know why, yo. That's actually crazy. But all y'all got to do is out there, just press 1. I take your calls whenever y'all are ready. Feel me? But I'm going to keep chopping it up. But this is the truth, y'all. I have the whole thing in front of me. I'm not reading anything else. It's almost over, as a matter of fact, right? Let's see. The State Board of Health shall have the power to adopt. To enforce rules and regulations. Now, who got to follow rules and regulations? Y'all still don't fucking get it. It ain't me. I ain't got to follow no rules and regulations. Yes, you can on IG. I keep answering you. Yes, the blog talk will be safe. I probably leave this one up too because I'm issuing a challenge. On IG, so you'll probably be able to go back to this too. But let me conclude, because this is what they say. It requiring the notification of all cases of sicknesses necessary for the preservation and protection of the public health. And, just so you're aware, the collection of statistics of marriages and divorces. So, see how they just snuck that shit in there? They ain't talk about marriages and divorces not fucking once. Y'all hear me? They just went from birth and snuck in on the last fucking section. Marriages and divorces. If y'all don't find this fascinating, if y'all don't start checking y'all people to say, hey, man, you've been telling me to authenticate something, right? But wait till I show y'all the law that says that you weren't supposed to authenticate it, that all you needed to do was surrender the bitch. Now, again, I talk about what I see in black and white. That's all I care about. If you go to the YouTube videos, when you look at all the videos that talks about do not authenticate, I promise y'all, if you watch them in the order they were released, you would get a different perspective on each aspect as it relates to the BC. So authentication was the first thing we tackled. Why? Because on your certificate, they gave you the laws on which the certificate stands. But you were told that it's full faith and credit as it relates to money, right? But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about full faith and credit as it relates to what is considered to be prima facie evidence. So if I live in Kentucky and I had a notary do something there and I had it authenticated all the way up, I can take that document that's authenticated from Kentucky to Ohio and I can introduce that. Matter of fact, y'all all do it. Watch it. Watch it. Y'all had people tell y'all to either come into their state or go to a different state, go ahead and execute whatever it is that you're trying to do. So here's an example. DBA, a lot of people use Minnesota. A lot of people use all these different locations. I don't know. Wherever you come from, right? But they might not live there. So they go, they put it on the record, and then they're told to bring it back to the state or the county that they live in and put it on that record. Why? Because it's prima fucking evidence. I got it through on one of these motherfucking courts, so everybody got to take it now. Oh, God. I don't got nothing more to read to y'all, yo. I'm not going to keep talking about this shit. I'm going to go talk about it in private because I get more feedback from the folks that are on Telegram. You get what I'm saying? I don't do this for y'all entertainment. So we're going to start here. Where I'm going to go next Tuesday, I'm going to show y'all that y'all don't even understand what these people's behind-the-scenes roles are. All you got to do is find them all. So once you start to see the things that are being shown to you, then you get to realize if there's three things they need to lock you up, which is the first thing being the name, the second thing being your address, the third thing being your consent, well, shit, why would I use the name? I already explained in the name change course that we did the other day, that it wasn't necessary nor effective for you to go to court. Why? Because the court style you as AKA. Now, what y'all don't know is that every time you go to court, and I say courts on paper, but y'all like to go in the building, but every time y'all go through that court procedure, one of the four records are updated, and I can prove it to you. Why y'all ain't talking to me? Huh? Why y'all ain't talking to me? You got a traffic ticket? You got a traffic citation? They updated your birth certificate? Oh, they updated information? They add amendments to your birth certificate? Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Your people be telling you to go to court. Oh, you want to ask for discovery. Oh, no. Y'all make this shit too complicated. This shit is retarded to me. Y'all make this shit way too complicated because y'all need permission. What about real writers at, man? What about people that say they really want freedom? You know what I'm saying? That say they really want to be able to walk and move however they want to. You're afforded the same things. Why? You have to. And people want to talk about there's no correcting a status. You have to correct the status. The status is as it's set. 99.9% of us are illegitimate. You want to fuck with me? Go find the illegitimate laws for your state. Post them and tag me in it. Why? Because I already got a bunch of them. So if we are 99.9% of us are illegitimate, that means that we are cut off from any inheritance. So the Ponzi scheme, the grand Ponzi scheme, you are taken over as ward of the state so that they can affect change through the fiduciary role of either agent or guardian or whatever fiduciary title they want to use so they can tap into your estate. Why? If you're illegitimate, you don't take after your father. If you don't take after your father, you're not after his lineage. This should help a lot of y'all that are Christians to pay attention when they want to put the lineage of Jesus and they want to trace it through Mary. You can't take after the father if you're going to trace through the woman. And the woman, nurturer, educator, you don't protect and provide. That's the man. So if the man is not there to protect and provide for the trust, yes, mommy, daddy, baby, trust, right? If you're not there to provide for the trust, then what's going to happen to your kids? Press one. I see y'all coming in. More and more y'all are coming in on golf talk, but y'all not pressing one like y'all don't want to talk to me. I hate y'all just like me to rant, man. You know how hard this shit is to do every freaking week? It's all good, though. There we go. I take it. Yeah, let me get this in. Let me see what we got going on. All right, peace. Going to 617, 615. What's popping? Peace. What's good with you?
Peace. I just came in and I heard press one, so I just pressed one. I don't really know.
Oh, I said press one if you had a question. What do you think about the information we're talking about right now?
It's definitely something that I want to look further into because I've been following Brother Truth for a little bit. Do you know him? Or do you know of him?
If you want me to tell you the truth? So here's the truth. Ain't no truth in that, brother.
Yeah.
So interestingly enough, he would come up today, right? So peep this. So Brother Truth was the first person from I Suffer Law that tagged us on IG in 2021 when we first started the page. And our thought-provoking thing was, do not authenticate. Instead, you needed to go grab a certificate of title, right? So it sparked a whole back and forth discussion between me and the brother. And just like somebody else came in earlier, he was saying, you know, why can't we do both, right? So I'm saying if they committed fraud against you, if they committed fraud by tricking you to assume that you are a dead entity, and I promise you that shit is 100% fucking dead. You want to know why? Because the name was never attached to the living soul. The name was only attached to what they considered to be live birth. So what is live birth? Live birth is defined as the complete extraction and the complete expulsion of the human conception from its mother. In the actual law is that they consider anything that comes out of mama that moves on its own to be born alive. And I'll show y'all that law in the next one. So they did. So this is what they did. So what moves on its own after a baby is born? And I promise y'all, the mere concept that they use, meaning the terminologies, baby, child, infant, there's two of them, two out of the three is the same, and one of them shits is not the same, and I'm gonna prove it to you. So when the baby comes out of the mother, you have attached what they call an umbilical cord. You have attached what they consider to be the placenta. Those two things are actually listed in their law, and it's described as being able to pulsate on its own. So what happens every time a child is born alive? Does it the fucking umbilical cord pulsate? Doesn't the placenta come after and move on its own as if it's breathing? Yeah. Well, here's what happened. Y'all ready? Here's the trick. He wanted to know who put this together to deceive us. Here's the trick. The trick was they decided that it would be easier to trick us by deceiving us. Now, take out your birth certificate. We're going back to the same fucking problem. Take out your birth certificate, and I already read it in their laws. It says, when we talked about stillborn, right? It says, in the place of the name of the child, you wanted to write stillborn, right? If the child was, you know, stillborn, right? But notice it says child's name. A child is an infant. An infant is a child. An infant is a minor. A minor is a child. Things is a baby. And I can prove it to you. If you get a copy of your birth record from the hospital for any of your kids, your youngest, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I'm going to read that shit on the air too. Right? All I'm doing is just bringing up the clarifications, the corrections, and the cures because y'all have been taught wrong. So back to the whole rant. They thought it would be easier to trick us. So when mama came and mama went and claimed her baby, there is documentation in the actual hospital record where the mother, and if you're a mom, you would know, you signed for your baby. And that's the only time they use the fucking term baby. Because you actually get to take home your baby. But did you know that the definition of birth means to abandon? Did you know? That's posted on the page. Did you know that birth means to abandon? What is being abandoned? The placenta and the motherfucking umbilical cord. So what is being claimed as a ward of the state? Who is the name being attached to? The dead entities. If you can't grasp that, then I'm just not for you.
Where do I find this definition of the word birth? Like, where did you get that from? And
so that's from Anderson's Law Dictionary. I believe that's 1889, something like that. So it's Anderson's Law Dictionary, 1889. And if you look up the term birth, it's going to say abandoned. Right?
I
posted it on the page. Go ahead. What's your question?
So this is not really – this is just kind of like for guidance purposes. I have a lot of things that I want to consult with you about on a personal level, and I have so many things to kind of like situate, but I don't know where to start. If like I should start with the – I know you said, like, with the name change, you don't necessarily have to record it in the courts.
You felt like you were in the webinar.
I wasn't in the webinar. I went on your website,
okay,
and I skimmed through, what each thing is about. So I haven't
been on anything
of yours yet, but I kind
got
of,
you.
Like, I'm very interested, and I want to know, like, how to navigate your website, what I should start with, because my child's 1 year old, and I literally just got a birth certificate for him after he turned one, and I didn't do it even when he was born. He was born, and he ended up being born in the hospital after, like, 40 hours of labor and being home, because I initially was going to have him at home. But he ended up being born in the hospital,
right.
But I didn't sign anything in the hospital. I took my placenta home and everything. I didn't give him anything. I didn't sign anything. And then I was like I ended up needing help from the state, and they were like, well, he needs a birth certificate. And I kind of got, you know, trapped. So now he has a birth certificate, and I don't know how to handle that. I don't know how to handle my own and, you know, get out of the public. So I'm like, I don't know where to start with everything. I did take some of Brother Truth's classes, and he was telling us about authenticating things, but I'm just like, I want to do it the right way, so that's why I've just been like listening to different people, but I haven't really executed anything yet.
And that's awesome that you're sharing all of that, because the people need to hear these things. You know, you're not the only one that's in that position. A lot of times we find ourselves, we take in a lot of information, but we don't know how to prioritize it. So I'm gonna help you a little bit. So I'm gonna answer your question in two ways, right? So first, if you really want the assistance, there's a free consultation out there. I threw it out today, right? If you can find the actual law and post it for you, so you can win a free consultation, and we can chop it up. We can talk about that stuff, which is what I said I would talk about anyway. Now, the freeway is, or even another freeway is, if you take a look at YouTube, and I shouldn't probably say this, but I'm going to say this. If you take a look at our YouTube channel, the sequence in which we were releasing information was intentional. So we chose, right, systematically in order. It's just that the birth certificate piece, it's very convoluted for so many people. So we have to go over it in so many different ways. And you know what's frightening to me is that we've tackled that particular, you know, concept, authentication, going back to Minnesota Rule 220. I've talked about that to nausea. You know what I mean? Like, people are claiming, like, you know, I heard one person say who's caught fire lately, say, oh, I'm not going to teach anything on authentication. I mean, on affidavit. And then they still snuck it in there, right? Because everybody who teaches authentication has to talk about the affidavit that Minnesota Rule 220 says needs to be attached. The problem is they don't even do that. They don't even do the affidavit properly. And did you know that the actual affidavit is in law? This is why I can talk so much shit. Like, yeah. If you go on our website and you see, you know, birth certificate, affidavit, or whatever, I took that from the actual law, from the actual fucking law.
Yeah.
If I don't see it in black and white, you don't talk me to death. Don't give me your opinion. Don't tell me what the fuck you think I should try. If I can't see it and decipher it in black and white, I ain't doing it.
Right.
That same law tells you to surrender the fucking birth certificate. I've walked y'all through that my first fucking show. Take the birth certificate, do what Minnesota says, slap the affidavit on it, get it on the record. Once you get it on the record, you need to then authenticate within the state. Once you authenticate within the state, then behind the scenes, because you don't know their duties and responsibilities, they actually cancel your shit. Now, why do you need to cancel it?
You asking me?
Let me clarify. And I said that, I caught myself when I said cancel. There's two things going on. You can surrender, you can cancel. When I talk about cancel, we're talking about canceling the record. Not the record that they own permanently. The one that you must establish in order to achieve a certificate of title. So if you're dealing with a certificate of title, then there's a cancellation piece. If you're dealing with a surrender, then there's none of that. Matter of fact, I can bypass all of that shit based on the laws. All they really want you to do is slap an affidavit on it and do some shit. That's it. If you look at YouTube, start with, you'll see it starts with the name change. And people didn't, they missed that. They blew right past it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because what I've discovered in since 2014 is that I've been able to, when I didn't know any better, walk out of every single building because I was never the straw man name. If I learned nothing else, that was fucking clear to me. Oh, shit, you can't do shit because I'm not the straw man. Oh, shit, you got to let me go because I'm not the straw. Guilty. Oh, shit, I still get to walk because I'm not the straw man.
Yeah. I kind of knew that just based. I'm not going to go through a whole bunch of authentication. Yeah, but I'm saying the name, the part where you said you got to do the name change first. Like, I was listening to Brother Truth saying all this stuff about authentication on, like, in one of his courses, but I'm like, I'm not going to do any of this stuff until I solidify my name change, and I don't even know how to go about that process. So I had that's part of the reason why I had to.
So, Mr. Robert Bryan say, true that, right? A.K.A. Ward, right? I'm not sure if that's the comment before or if that's to what you just said. The reality is this. The way that they deal with everything is in a fashion that, one, tricks us. They trick us, right? So if the intention was for your mom and your dad to actually give you a name, right, you would have to start with, and this is the work that people don't want to do, you have to understand what is the actual name. How are names created? Where do they come from? What do they stand for? What are the actual meaning? Nowadays, people want to go type in these words, and they're getting these prolific fucking bullshit about, oh, this name means you are sent from God. You know what I mean? And it's like, my nigga, First of all, let's break it up, right? Everybody back in the old day only had one name. Let's just keep it real, right? So when they started to come out with the surname, right? Where did that come from? Surnames were meant to be part of the identification description, right? So like you would hear somebody say like Washington, right? And then the original term Washington is not spelt Washington, nor is it pronounced Washington, but the original definition means some shit like, you know, the meadow by the river, right? Yeah. So George Washington is just really George from the meadow by the river. But you don't understand that concept, so I'll give you a different one. So you take son, right, and you look at people's in this present day, they have the name Johnson. They have the name Thompson. They have the name whatever son at the fucking end of it, right? But before it became this compounded word, what was it? It was literally son saying this is John's son.
Mm-hmm.
Right? John's son, Henry, right? Meaning Henry, who is John's son, became Henry Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got a PTA, right? So when people get caught up and they're like, oh, I don't know how to deal with this because my mama gave me that name and that name and that name and that name. And I'm like, but that name is what keeps
right.
you tied to every fucking thing else that you're going through. If you
right.
do, just like the birth did, which abandoned the name, if you abandon it, take on a different name, now they have no jurisdiction over that name.
Mm.
Technically speaking, they're not supposed to be able to pull that name into fucking court. As a matter of fact, I've never been once called into court as Don Bay. And that will never happen. Why? Because I'm not going to change my name in court for them to put AKA Don Bay. Because y'all don't know that that's what happened. We already put that in the Telegram group. That put proof in there. I don't talk shit, y'all. If it ain't black and white, y'all got to understand who the fuck I am. If I can't prove it, I ain't doing it.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if you've heard
about Okay.
I was going to say, I don't know what state you're from and if you heard about the situation in Massachusetts with the Moors that got locked up like a year or two ago.
I'm familiar.
But basically, yeah, so I was at one point in cahoots with those guys and When I was in court listening to everything, they kept being introduced as their straw name, a.k.a. their Moorish name.
I'm not asking you, girl. I appreciate you tonight because you're confirming exactly what I already told them, and I showed them. Talk your shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk
yeah.
your shit.
No, I just want because you definitely just said that, so.
I literally have black and white proof. I literally put that in the Telegram group because I'm saying there's a brother who, you know, who's a Moor. He calls himself Nine Feathers Bay. Y'all could look up his IG channel. He talked about that shit, man. And that's one of the first times I ever commented on anybody's page. I put some shit like laughing out loud because he was like, y'all better stop. Y'all better stop going to these fucking courts and changing your name because you know what his story was? His story was when he went and changed his name, he had already resolved all his prior cases. But when he changed his name, they took his new name and they attached it to an old case and they reopened it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop talking to me, man. The shit we do over here works all the time. Why? Because I ain't asking nobody no permission. I know what they're supposed to do. I know what they're not supposed to do. And as long as I stay in between that shit, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's it. So I appreciate that confirmation because people... I don't know what they're listening for. It's the long run that gets everybody. Go do research on Winston Strauss. It's the long run that comes back to get people, y'all. This man was claimed to have, you know, issued out over, what, $100 billion in terms of negotiable instruments, right, over the span of like 10 years, and then they came and scooped this man, or 20 years or whatever they came and scooped him. I think he was doing it from 50. They locked his ass up right at 70 and gave him 10 years. So don't talk to me about, oh, you can't just be doing fraudulent shit. You know what killed me? The other day, because this is the thing, I have a passion for y'all, but I just can't demonstrate it the way y'all want me to. My passion for y'all looks like this. Like, I'm here to help y'all with the truth. No speculation, black and white. So all my people that are scholarly, that like to put their nose in the book and find and discover shit for themselves, that's the people I appeal to, right? Them the people I'm talking to. Come over here and let me show you. Because then when I show you, you don't need me to tell you how to write something. You already have the information. You can create it your own. Why do you think we don't sell templates over here? Because I'm not trying to be the kid that goes down, because I'm giving everybody the way out. You got to find it for yourself. They don't give a fuck if I do it for me and my family, but they do give a fuck if I do it for all of y'all. Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all don't love me that much. Right? Y'all don't love me that much. Right? So I ain't going to take it for y'all, because y'all ain't going to take it for me. Pause. But with all that being said, all I'm saying is I'm giving y'all straight up, refined, original fucking thought. Nothing over here duplicates what they've been telling y'all. As a matter of fact, the people that's running Express Trust, they lied to y'all. All them shits has been compromised. Every Express Trust has been compromised if you didn't do it the right way. And I'll say it like this. Some people try to do it the wrong way, but their fucking state court wouldn't let them do it the wrong way. So how about that for fucking conspiracy, for fucking chaos? I'm trying to do it the bullshit way you taught me, but the court told me I can't do it like that. How about that? Y'all don't want to talk about it? I call these people out because at the end of the day, I tried. Brother Truth, okay, I seen that he was scheming, but I didn't care. Why? Somebody put me onto him. I bought his platform. I don't talk to people. I go buy their shit. So before we had an interaction, I already knew who he was. And I was like, my brother, let's talk off the air. I'll wrap it up with you and you know, we'll chop it up in off air. But he ain't about the truth. So it sounds good when these niggas put on a facade for y'all and y'all fucking fall for it. Do you know that this nigga was caught saying that nothing that he's teaching was ever researched? If it ain't taken from Jonah Bay yet, you heard what the fuck I said. I said, if you go on this man's platform, he got injunctions. He got this. Oh, Jonah Bay? Huh?
Mm.
No original thought. My dog, Q Dog. Where he at? He pissed me off the other day. Why? Because I finally realized that this nigga actually committed fraud. Yo, this nigga showed y'all that he bought a white Benz, and this nigga rented the shit. You hear what I'm saying? These niggas is putting on a show for y'all, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I dare them niggas to come say something to me. Why? Because I got the fucking proof. I have the proof. Stop lying to the fucking people. This is why I don't waver. This is why I don't change, because I'm not chasing y'all. Y'all need what I got. What I just gave y'all, nobody shared that shit with y'all. Am I lying? I'm sorry. I never caught your name. What's your name?
Aria.
Aria?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss Aria. I'll give you 15 minutes, and I'll answer some questions for you. Not right now. We'll just DM me. And I'll give you 50 minutes for your time today, because I do appreciate it. Nobody wants to come in and talk to me. I guess they're scared of me for whatever reason, but all I'm trying to do is show y'all the fucking truth. And if I'm lying, I'm flying. If I can't fucking show y'all the truth, I'm not co-signing nothing.
I appreciate
y'all don't need to update y'all being lied to. Go ahead. What's your thoughts?
No, I said I appreciate that.
Oh, that's a great question. See, let me help you with this. I'm not scared. This is a dope question, right? It says, so if a mother gives birth today, what she do for the record? What does she do for the record is the proper way to write that, right? My bad. I was trying to frame that in my head. This is a dope-ass question. See, this is what I mean by scholarly. We're on the topic of births. But nobody's asking the right fucking questions, because we're all affected by it. Either we just went through it, or we're about to go through it, or there's other people that are around us that are closely affected by it. Did you know that a birth certificate was not necessary nor effective? What does a birth certificate prove? That a vital event occurred. Y'all got to understand what the term vital event means. They don't even give a fuck that it was born alive or born dead. They don't give a fuck about that. They just consider it an event that they must record. That's why it's vital. Why? to the legal, social, and what was the last one that they fucking said? Let me not make this shit up. The legal, social, and who's listening to me? Who's listening to me? Where are these people at? Legal, social, and damn. I'm moving too fast.
It's not that tip of my head, but I honestly forget.
I know it's legal, social, and damn, I got to scan back through. I should have highlighted. That's why I print my shit out and highlight it, y'all. I didn't do that for this. I couldn't find my highlighted copy. Faithful registration, blah, blah. Fuck, it said legal, social. Type it in there if y'all remember, man, because I can't remember. And I'm looking for it. See, I'm going to forget what I was saying, too, but I got to find it because this shit is bothering the fuck out of me. I don't even know what that fucking question is. And you're not helping me right now. Damn it. All right, I can't find it. I'll go over it again next week because I didn't highlight it. Legal, social, legal, social. I can't even copy, control, find, I mean. Legal, social, legal, social. I don't see it. I got two out of the three. I can't remember the last one. legal, social. Damn. All right, back to what I was trying to say. The question was a great question, and I still didn't answer it. So let me see. Oh, thank y'all for putting in the definition of authentication, which most of y'all don't even fucking know. You didn't even know that there was a code for it. The original question is if mother gives birth. So the law says that there's something that you could have done in lieu of a birth certificate, and this is what everybody's fucked up on. So when you change your name, the first thing you got to worry about, oh, damn, I just jumped ship right off the fucking edge. Oh, my bad. When the mom gives birth, they change a lot of things. So the original way in which you would keep that record private would be to have a Bible record. So those family trees and those family records, you would just go get a family Bible, which they kind of don't make anymore. And that format. So here's what I say. If you can find an example, keep what I'm saying, y'all. If you can find an example of what the outline actually was in the Bible, then you can just duplicate that and make your own record. You get it? And y'all got to stop using witness. Damn, I'm fucking up. Y'all got to stop using notaries on your private instrument. Yeah, I just said some bullshit. I know ain't nobody telling y'all that. I just said some bullshit. Do what you will with that. Any last questions? I appreciate you. I don't know if you had any other questions. Hello?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
No,
yes.
I'm still here.
I'm just reading their questions. They can't ask.
Oh, okay, okay. I mean, I have plenty of questions for you, but we can start with that 15-minute consultation.
All right. Just DM me and we go from there, all right?
Appreciate it.
No doubt. I appreciate you. All right. I'm going to take one more call. All you got to do is press one. I'll take one more call here on Blog Talk, and then I'll just peruse to see if there's any other questions. So all you got to do is press one to raise your hand. I know some of y'all are still new to this. Need to have a consult but don't have the funds. Trust me, I understand. What about you mentioned about the Bible? I missed it. All I was saying is that you can take a copy of the Bible record. So in the original family Bibles, there used to be a whole lot of fill-in blanks. And I'm saying just reproduce that and create your own private record. So you don't have to rely on a Bible per se. You don't need to keep a Bible in the family. You just need to keep the record. But you can use their outline to duplicate what it is that they capture, right? Hopefully that makes sense. But, yeah, that's what I would do with that. So when children are being born right now, one, y'all got to stop signing all your rights away. And that's the problem. When you have these children in the hospital, you're signing your rights away. I like incentivizing people, right? There's a term called CARE, C-A-R-E. This is by far
the most horrific word in our English language. The term C-A-R-E, the most wicked, evil fucking term that exists in our English language. Y'all keep talking about undo. I don't know. Can you read what I said? I did I guess you're saying the name change. The consult part was after. I can't follow because that's a little bit choppy. I don't know what that means. Term care after y'all in the chat. It sounds so wonderful. It's the, I'm telling y'all, if you don't look up any fucking thing else, go look that term up. Don't nobody, I promise y'all, don't none of y'all care about me. Just like I don't care about none of y'all. Yeah, you're saying your statement is above, like I'm supposed to scroll through and read something. I'm saying I can't follow what you wrote. I read the things that you wrote, but I don't follow. You got typos, you got grammatical errors. I'm not understanding. What's the why statement? I don't know what that means. So I'm asking you to just restate your question one time so I can just address it because I can't follow. Y'all be taking it personal. I'm saying to you three times, like, I don't understand what you're asking. Y'all all get offended, you know, when I'm trying to tell y'all the truth. Like, I don't get it. Like, if you call in or talk to me, maybe I can answer it, but I don't get it. I want to answer it, but I don't follow. Anybody understand what she was asking or he was asking? Separate myself from the estate because that is what? If me and do no longer do business or it, I don't know what, none of that shit is saying. Read what you said above. That's what I read and I don't get it. Okay, so ISIS, the name Shantae B and the executive stat, I can't follow. I answered the other one about the mother giving birth. That one was clear. Now, I'm not saying you're taking it personal. I do want to help you is what I'm trying to say. But all I'm asking is the same way you're responding to me, you could have just asked a question. In any instance, I know I got close to the two-hour mark, and I definitely hung out on IG. I'm here to help. Like I said, the first person to go ahead and find their state law, right, on the original birth certificate, deaths and marriages and stuff, and post it and tag us, you get a free consultation. That's 1 hour consultation. We'll talk about status correction, which should include name change, BC stuff, DBAs, and everything else under the sun, including some additional stuff that you might not be aware of. So I try to go all out. So that's my prize, my gift to whoever gets that done. All right. So with that being said, I think that's it. I'm tapped out. If there's no further questions, I'll catch y'all next week. Peace. Are y'all really sitting here? I closed out IG and didn't realize I ain't closed y'all out. What's good, man? Y'all still in the in the chat? Y'all got any questions in the chat before I go? My bad. Let me see if y'all still there, if it's just my screen. Can I not touch tonight?